We will talk about chronic mucocutaneous candidiasis. It is a defect of the innate immune system due to Th17, T helper 17 type of the lymphocytes, which results in a chronic recurrent candidal infection of the skin and the mucosal surfaces only. There will be no systemic fungal infection because the T helper 17 are required for prevention of the infection in the skin and mucosa. The prevention of systemic fungal infection is intact, and hence the systemic fungal infection does not occur. It is caused by a gain of function mutation in several genes like STAT1, CARD19, STAT3, interleukin-17RA, interleukin-17F, interleukin-20T, interleukin-22, interleukin-12, and CLEC-7A. These are all important genes required for the presence of Th17 T lymphocytes and also their function. So how are they going to present? They present with the chronic mucocutaneous candidal infection, which will also lead to the ectodermal dystrophy due to chronic infection. Superficial fungal infections will be present not only in the skin but also in the several mucosas and the perianal region. Besides this, there is autoimmunity involving parathyroid, adrenal and other endocrine organs, and that's why it also presents with these endocrinopathies.